Hello everyone, this is Dr. Cam Buehr, and I just want to make some quick comments about our hospital event on Parkinson and brain injury. So before doing that, so anyone who has been to the hospital or has family members in the hospital or scheduled to be admitted to the hospital, we want to ensure that there's no weakness there, there's no mental fears and worries and concerns. All those things could be actually strengthened and deleted. And there's no reason why anyone should be having those emotions and mental processing that get in the way of recovery. So, and also this event would also improve the people who work in the hospital, that including the doctors and therapists and nurses and people doing the paperwork and whatever they do, right? So, and so we do this fundraising event, $20, and we give a huge percentage to the hospital. In fact, give them more that we collect. But you know, there's a discount on it. You know, I don't want to get into that. But actually, you know, what you're gonna get from this conference with me, you know, it worth more than $20. It will worth hundreds of dollars. So all those things I mentioned will improve, and you will see the improvement in people who have Parkinson. And why do Parkinson and brain injury go together? Well, because both come from the central nervous system. So Parkinson, you can have brain injury that you can have symptoms like Parkinson, or they could call Parkinson's. Or when you have the, you know, everyday, you know, microtraumas that add up, and it could distort the central nervous system and make it challenging for the brain to be functioning normally as before, and also make the brain itself that much weaker, then it's easier for the brain to be traumatized or get injured. So when the body is injured, or the brain, especially when it's injured, it needs to access the central nervous system to resolve it. It's not just a matter of getting an MRI to tell the person that their brain doesn't look normal like other brains. So if you have brain dead cells, you know, this process of connecting with the central nervous system, you can actually remove those dead brain cells. And if you traumatize that area of the brain, or some area of the brain, what happens is that those brain cells, you have cumulative effect, you know, you have a cellular waste or brain cell waste, and also you also have dead brain cells. So you have to remove those. If you don't remove those, they always have a effect on the normal brain cells, right? So the normal brain cell would be kind of be all over the place and become uneven with each other, that a person cannot even use their brain cells. Those are normal brain cells, because they'd be all over the place because of the part of the brain, or some cells in the brain already got traumatized or speed up the dying process. And also the injury kind of make that brain have more cumulative effect of waste products, okay? So, and you want to remove those, okay? So, I would say Parkinson is more of an injury of the brain and the central nervous system with microtraumas, and not one significant trauma, right? So a significant trauma could lead to Parkinson's, and Parkinson's everyday microtrauma the person experience would make the dopamine not to be right, you know. So you could always change the dopamine effect, because the dopamine, it came from the central nervous system anyway. You're not going to look for an external intervention like drugs and supplementation to improve it. So that's all I'm going to say. Otherwise, I will say everything. Well, that's more things to say, but I just don't want to give you everything. So I invite you to join me and get into it more and become an expert in it. It's time for every one of us become an expert with our own body, our own health, our fitness, our relationship, essentially a mastery of our wellness, and we could pass it on to other family members, and particularly our children and our parents and siblings, and you name it, right? You could make the improvement. You could do surrogate improvement that you don't even need to ask them, silly ask them for permission. Now, who invented that rule, right? So that's almost like asking people that, could you think the best of them, right? So now you do the best for your family members, because if they don't improve, you are stuck with your life. Okay, so thank you.